Hi, it's Terry, and I am so happy to be welcoming back Becca Jurdy. She is the executive director of the Radio Talking Book Service here in Omaha. Hi, Becca. How have you been?
Oh, my goodness. So busy, but amazing. Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. I always love having you in. You've got so many great things happening, but let's start with an event you have coming up Sunday, April 21st.
Yes, we are so excited. It's our 8th annual Wining in the Dark. We're having it at Nosh Wine Lounge in downtown Omaha. We're super excited. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st. It's going to be 6 wine tastes and 4 small plates. So it's just really a really fun event. The people that keep coming back always tell us what a fun event it is.
I went to my first wine tasting several years ago, and I had a blast. Not only does it really enforce what wine tasting is all about, but just the different things you have, like chocolate, cheese, different things you can pair with wines.
Yeah.
It really is a great experience for your senses. So
yes,
that is great after all. And what happens at this event other than the wine tasting?
Well, in addition to the fact that you can be blindfolded for the wine tasting, if you'd like to kind of test your acumen, you know, we made it pretty easy. We're not going to challenge you too much. We are also doing a little raffle that's grown over the years. And this year we're very excited. We are offering what we're calling our Nebraska Bookshelf, and it's going to be several at this point, books signed by Nebraska authors.
Wow.
So that's going to be really fun. 2 years ago, we started just reading Nebraska authored books. So we've formed some wonderful connections and are able to then offer that as a raffle. We're also going to have a golf outing. There's some Omaha Symphony tickets, dinner at Block 16, and other fun stuff.
Block 16 is amazing.
It's so good.
You know, when I first came to Omaha, one of the first things people told me who live here is, this is a great foodie town. Mm-hmm. You are going to love living here. And I have found that to be so true.
Yes.
So that is very, very exciting. So how can people sign up for this? What is the cost?
So if you visit rtbs.org, you can find all the information about how to get your tickets for the event. They are $80 a piece, and that includes a donation to Radio Talking Book Service. It includes gratuity, and you get one raffle entry. You can, of course, enter more times once you get there, but those are all included in that price.
Well, that's fantastic. People who have never done this, it is an experience, and you're going to be helping out the Radio Talking Book Service at the same time. And I understand this is your 50th year, is that right?
It is.
Wow.
What? It's kind of amazing to even think about. What an amazing milestone. We have just generations of amazing former staff, all of our volunteers, everyone that has built this amazing foundation that we've just really been able to leverage into the next 50 years. And so we're excited to be celebrating that.
Yes, because things have come so far. And I remember I talked to you last time, all the things you were doing for theater.
Yes.
And it just keeps expanding. And events like Wining in the Dark help with that. And that is your 8th annual. So
yes,
it is going strong. So what else is going on with Radio Talking Book Service?
Well, we're celebrating our 50th in a couple of different ways. We'll have a couple of open houses, one in May, one in October, and then a big bash in September at the Benson Theater. Other than that, we have decided, and this was Cammie's idea, you know, the news cycles can be kind of heavy. And so we have now on Fridays at 3:30 a show dedicated just to encouraging, uplifting news. It's called The Good News Show for
Yay.
Half an hour, just to kind of lighten it, the mood for a little bit. So we were excited to roll that out. And of course, last year, I think we talked about it already, but just to reiterate, we have our first Spanish language programming offering Mundo Latino, which has been the voice of the Hispanic community here in the Midwest since 1999.
So you've got everything together. And I love the feel good element of that, because yes, I think we are drawn to that now. Any good news is fantastic news. And the fact that you are celebrating at Nosh Wine Lounge, that's on Dodge. It's 10th and Dodge, right?
10th and Dodge, yes.
10th and Dodge, coming up on April 21st, a wine tasting. Again, this is going to go towards the Radio Talking Book Service. So tell us again how to get tickets and any other way we can find out more information.
Absolutely. You can head to rtbs.org, or you can give us a call at 402-572-3003.
And I would do it now, because I have a feeling tickets are going to go fast. This sounds like a great event. Wining in the Dark, the 8th annual for the Radio Talking Book Service. Again, thank you, Becca Jurdy, Executive Director, for stopping by and telling us all about it. And good luck with your event.
Thank you so much, Terry.